Okay, we're going to squeeze. This is going to be a short segment. And then for the fourth segment, the weekly multiple listing sales update, we want to get in the thoughts to ponder, the 10 thoughts to ponder from R.P. Richards. It was found on his desk, and he lived his life by it. And this will be to be number three, third week I've done this, to be just as enthusiastic about the success of others as you are about your own. I mean, how often do we just not acknowledge people? Okay, the carbon monoxide law. You've got to, I think it's coming July 1st, 2011, you've got to install carbon monoxide devices in single-family homes, okay? And then the rest will be in 2013. But coming July 1st, 2011, get your carbon monoxide, and just get them in anywhere you can. Can't hurt. So I told you I was out on Caravan, and I was discussing with a group of realtors, and it was kind of like, well, one of the I was talking about, and he goes, well, what if it's a all-electric home? It's a good point. Well, going back to September 2010, I found in the California Association of Realtors magazine, they talked about it, and it's must install a carbon monoxide device in each existing dwelling unit having a fossil fuel burning heater or appliance, like a stove, or fireplace, okay? So that made it sound like if it's all electric, you don't need it. I put forth the possibility that what if you have an attached garage? All electric home, but you have an attached garage. And that, in fact, is what they say. If it's an all electric home or an attached garage, I should say if it has any kind of fossil fuel burning appliance, heater, or an attached garage. So it makes sense. Let's see. Low of the week. We're going to have, I have this thing on the median versus average sales price, but it's too long. I found it. I had cut it out from Ask Marilyn, August 10th, 2008, at 2008. So we'll do that next time. I do want to mention, we'll do the weekly multiple listing sales update, and when you hear the low of the week, you might be shocked, as it is $279,900 over on Robbins Street, which is if you take West Mission and then it elbows to the left and changes into Robbins. This is the 1800 block. And you can buy a house. Actually, it's more of land. It says the home is condemned and must be demolished as per the city of Santa Barbara. Sold as land value. Home is not accessible. Buyer will be responsible for demolition, all permits, fees, and costs pertaining to the demolition. Property inspections must be scheduled with listing agent. No unauthorized entry is permitted. So if you see a house for sale for $279,900, now you know what it is. You got to tear it down. Mark Schneiman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break and come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.